This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the International Conference on Gyan Bharatam in New Delhi this evening. He will also launch the Gyan Bharatam portal, a dedicated digital platform to accelerate manuscript digitization, preservation and public access, and address the gathering on the occasion. The three-day conference began yesterday under the theme Reclaiming India's Knowledge Legacy through Manuscript Heritage. The conference has brought together leading scholars, conservationists, technologists and policy experts to deliberate on pathways for revitalizing India's unparalleled manuscript wealth and to place it at the heart of a global knowledge dialogue. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced financial assistance of 1,200 crore rupees for Uttarakhand. Chairing a high-level meeting in Dehradun yesterday, Mr. Modi reviewed the relief and rehabilitation efforts in the disaster-affected areas of the state. He also announced an ex gratia amount of 2 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased and 50,000 rupees for those seriously injured. The Prime Minister emphasized the need for a multidimensional approach to help the affected regions and their people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced a special economic package for Mauritius designed to strengthen infrastructure, create employment opportunities, and enhance healthcare facilities in the island nation. Mr. Modi stated this during a joint press briefing after holding wide-ranging bilateral talks with his Mauritian counterpart Naveen Chandra Ramakulam at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Modi emphasized that these initiatives are not assistance but an investment in their shared future.
आज हमने मॉरिशस की आवश्यकताओं और प्राथमिकताओं को ध्यान में रखते हुए एक स्पेशल इकोनॉमिक पैकेज पर निर्णय लिया है यह इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर मजबूत करेगा रोजगार के नए अवसर पैदा करेगा और स्वास्थ्य सुविधाओं को सुदृढ़ करेगा दिस पैकेज इज नॉट एन असिस्टेंस इट इज एन इन्वेस्टमेंट इन अवर शेयर्ड फ्यूचर पिछले साल मॉरिशस में यूपीआई और रुपे कार्ड की शुरुआत हुई अब हम लोकल करेंसी में व्यापार को सक्षम करने की दिशा में काम करेंगे
Following the talks between the two leaders, India and Mauritius signed 4 agreements in fields of science and technology, oceanography, administrative training and telemetry. In a significant step to enhance India's maritime security, Indian Navy will commission INS Aravali at Gurugram today. In a statement, Defence Ministry said that INS Aravali, named after the Aravali mountain range, is designed to strengthen the Navy's information and communication infrastructure. The base will support multiple information and communication centres crucial to India's command, control and maritime domain awareness, MDA framework, a key aspect of safeguarding national maritime interests. The ceremony will be presided over by Chief of the Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi has inaugurated the first annual Green Hydrogen Research and Development Conference organized by the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy in New Delhi yesterday. On the occasion, Mr. Joshi launched a new 100 crore rupees call for proposals to support startups in hydrogen innovation. The scheme will provide up to 5 crore rupees per project for pilot projects in innovative hydrogen production, storage, transport and utilization technologies. In Chhattisgarh, 10 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces yesterday. The slain include Manoj Elias Bhaskar, a Maoist commander carrying a reward of around 1 crore rupees on his head. Acting on intelligence about a large Maoist presence in the region, a joint operation was launched by personnel from the Garyaband E-30 unit, the Special Task Force, STF and the Cobra Battalion. After long intermittent exchanges of fire throughout the day, security forces confirmed that 10 Maoists had been neutralized during the operation. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall spells over peninsular India for the next 4 to 5 days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also expected over parts of northeast India, including Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. In tennis, two-time Olympian Sumit Nagal will spearhead Indian team's challenge against 9-seeded Switzerland in the Davis Cup 2025 World Cup Fun tie at the Swiss Tennis Area NBL today. India's top singles tennis player at world number 290, Sumit Nagal, will be joined by 401st-ranked Aryan Shah and the 626th-ranked Dakshineshwar Suresh in the Indian squad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.